We care. I busily, I spend a lot of time, my time going around meeting with different groups when I can and talking to students. And
Calvin Phillips, the Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern Michigan University, says despite what some students and staff members may think, the university cares about finding those responsible for racist graffiti found on campus. But they won't bend the rules if the student code of conduct is broken during the demonstrations.
We're supportive of you. We, from the very beginning, are supportive of protests. Never been anything that has been done that says that we don't. Simply, and no one wants to hear the answer I give, but I'm going to give it, is that we're actually dealing with the situation where people were in the building after hours. That's just simply it. And that's where something that we have to be held accountable in terms of the code to make sure that we're following our process. And people get upset about it. They're angry and things of that nature. But I also know that any other cases that come before us that could be in the same situation, I got to handle them the same way.
Earlier this week, Senior DeMonge Murray learned his punishment for deciding to stay and protest in the student center after it closed. He received a formal reprimand, but the Office of Student Conduct dropped a deferred suspension charge and is not requiring him to write an apology letter. The decision was made by a judicial board made up of faculty and staff.
Basically, just a written warning. And the school telling me that next time I'll be punished more severely. Most people will probably say, okay, that's fine, I'm going to take that. I'm still going to appeal that.
Protests continue on campus as EMU is under fire for charging 16 students with misconduct for their actions during the sit-in. Some received verbal warnings, while others, like Murray, received a deferred suspension charge. Calvin Phillips says out of the over 200 cases they see a year, they rarely issue that type of charge for a first offense.
Some of those will be what I call is built upon based off of previous violations that you made in terms of the student code of conduct that could put you in that position as deferred suspension, things of that nature, or suspension is possibly is the next avenue for you because apparently you have a pattern of violating the student code of conduct.
Murray does have a history with the Office of Student Conduct, but believes he was targeted for being a leader.
The charges were based off of this event. The deferred suspension wasn't because of previous records with student conduct code, because that had nothing to do with what was happening this time.
EMU's police department says they've committed more than 600 hours in investigating who is responsible for the racist graffiti. They've also questioned 40 people about the case and from time to time give short updates on their website about the investigation. But Murray believes they failed to really inform students about what's going on.
And I believe that's because the university truly doesn't care and they never were really looking. Because the whole time that all of this has been going on, their main focus has always been on the protesters and what the protesters are doing. And investigating to find out who was at the student center that night and trying to come up with sanctions and charges. And it's just like all this money, time, and resources that y'all were using to figure out about the peaceful protesters could have been using to figure out who wrote on the wall.
The Office of Student Conduct will continue to meet with those facing charges before the... The Office of Student Conduct will continue to meet with those facing charges before the judicial board determines what their punishment, if any, will be. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.